Thank you for listening to the broadcast of the Zion Hill Church family. To hear this sermon in its entirety or hear other sermons, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's ZIONHILL.com, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Under the leadership of Pastor Joshua Joydera on the Hill in Pineville, Louisiana. If you're ever in the area on the Hill, see what's going on at Zion Hill Church family.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Let Jesus fix it for you. Somebody say hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. God bless you, friends. You're listening to that noisy church on the air again. The Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple. We bring you greetings from our church here in Brooklyn, New York, where we're holding services at 2012 Fulton Street between Howard and Saratoga Avenues here in Brooklyn, New York. This is the pastor, Pastor Lawrence, Pastor Staten. And friends, we're always glad for an opportunity to come into your homes, your cars, or your places of business, or wherever you are this time, listening to the sound of my voice. We come today to have a little church with you. Church like it used to be. Church like it ought to be. Wherever you are, you can just stop for a few minutes and let's enjoy Jesus together. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We are a church that believe you can get what you need from the Lord without any tricks and without any gimmicks. All you have to do is have faith in God. If you can produce the faith, my friends, God can and God will produce the miracle. Amen. Some of you today might be sick and suffering. Amen. You might have aches and pains in your body. Some of you might have incurable diseases. Some of you have sicknesses that the doctor is just giving you medicine after medicine. It's not curing the disease. It's just covering it up to make you feel better. But I want you to know Jesus Christ can take away that disease, take away that illness, and make you feel good. Hallelujah. He's a prayer-answering Savior. He's able to do more than we can ask or think. That's why we ask you, friends, to come down here to Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple. Again, we're located at 2012 Fulton Street between Howard and Saratoga Avenues. We're here every Sunday at 12 o'clock noon, praying for the sick and believing God for miracles. People are getting blessed here at Exodus. Amen?
Amen.
When they walk in the door, sometimes I don't even have to touch them or pray for them. They get blessed just walking in the door. Because I told the Lord, Lord, when they come in the door, bless them.
Amen.
When they come through the threshold, bless them, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let your power fall on them. Yes. Hallelujah. Well, we have one coming now that's going to tell you about how the Lord has blessed them. Amen. The Lord blessed them. They was testifying earlier in the testimony service. And I says, I want you to share that testimony with our friends and loved ones in Radio Land. What you got to say about Jesus?
Praise the Lord. God is good all the time.
Yes.
I received a job. Uh-huh. I went, pick up the package, ID, everything. I was supposed to start working the following day. When I get home, I remember that I have an appointment, doctor's appointment, and I cannot miss it, because if you miss it, you don't get one pretty early.
Long time.
And I said, what am I going to do? Because I cannot stop from work, because I'm just going to start. What am I going to do? And just by telling someone on the phone, I saw a call coming in. It was my workplace call to say that they canceled going tomorrow. I don't need to start this early again. And I said, God, you answer prayer again.
Yes.
God is good. And I thank you, Jesus, for answering my prayer.
Yes, Lord.
I didn't have to start, so I didn't get to absent from work. I was able to go to my appointment.
Uh-huh.
Praise the Lord. God is good.
God is good. Yeah. Look at what the Lord did.
Yeah, yeah.
God is a prayer answering Savior. She didn't want to miss a day of work because she's just starting the job.
Yeah.
And God saw that. And that's why the Lord fixed it up where the people where she was supposed to be going to work at called her and told her, you ain't got to come in right away. We're going to call you and let you know later when you can come in and start. Somebody say amen. The Lord is blessing me right now. Right now. The Lord is blessing me right now. Right now. Some of you that are listening to me The Lord is blessing you right now. He blessed you to be able to tune into this radio broadcast. He blessed you to be able to hear what's going on here at Exodus Healing and Deliverance Supper. There's healing going on over here. There's salvation going on over here. The Lord is blessing you right now. Somebody say amen. Come on, clap your hands for Jesus. Give the Lord a hand clap in Jesus' name. God bless you. God bless you. Remember, friend, you're listening to that noisy church, the Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple. Again, we're coming to you from Brooklyn, New York. We are a bunch of blessed people. Everything that we need, God supplies it. Sometimes he supplies money. Sometimes he supplies healing. Sometimes he supplies situations when concerns your job. Hallelujah. The Lord is blessing us right now. He supplies salvation. We thank God today for salvation. Thank God for what he did on Calvary, for shedding his blood, that we might have a right to the tree of life. Where are you today? Do you know who Jesus is? Do you know who Jesus is? Have you met the precious Savior? Do you have the Holy Ghost? Like they got on the day of Pentecost, speaking in tongues that the Spirit of God give utterance. Have you got baptized in Jesus' name, like they did on the day of Pentecost, where Peter told them, repent and be baptized, every last one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Did you get that, friends? Did you get that done? If you haven't, my friends, it's time to do it now. Well, Brother Lawrence, I've been baptized already in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. That's all right. Ain't nothing wrong, but just go on back and get it done correctly. Go back in the water. Amen. You know, sometimes you can be making something at home, mix a cake or something at home, and you do the ingredients the wrong way. You have to start all over again. Amen. Because the cake done fell. And when you realize what you did, oh, I got to do that differently. So you go back and do it over again. So if you haven't been baptized in Jesus' name, but you've already been baptized another way, go on back and do it all over again. Ain't no harm in doing it right. Amen?
Amen.
And the Lord will bless your souls real good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is a good God. The Lord has brought us from a mighty long ways, and we certainly do thank and praise God for his many benefits unto us. When I get up in the morning, I tell the Lord, Lord, I thank you for having my name on the wake-up list this morning. How about y'all? Y'all say the same thing. Lord has been good to me, and he's been good to these. You hear these folks here hollering, amen. That's because the Lord's been good to them.
Amen.
Amen. God has been better to us than we could be to our own self. God has brought us out of things that we couldn't get out of had it not been for him. And we have the testimony on today. It says, look where he brought me from. Look where he brought me from. well. Look where. Look where. He brought me from. Somebody say amen. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Come on, clap your hands and give the Lord a hand praise. Praise him. Oh. Look where he brought me from. Some of you right now today can say the same thing. You know, if it had not been for the Lord, you wouldn't have been able to get out of what you was in. It took the Lord to bring you out. And let me tell you something. It's going to take the Lord to keep you out. If you don't have Jesus on your side, Satan is going to trip you up. Satan is going to trap you up and put you right back in the situation that you come out of. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Look where he brought us from. You guess you say, Lord, that's a noisy church then. Yeah, we believe in making a joyful noise unto the Lord. Now, some of you right now might not feel good. Some of you saying, Brother Lawrence, y'all sound mighty happy there.
We are.
Amen. Somebody just said, we are. Can he get a witness?
Yeah.
Amen. That's right, we are. Because Jesus makes us happy because of his goodness unto us on today. Wherever you are under the sound of my voice, you might not feel good today. But I come today to tell you, Jesus is a healer. Why should you suffer when others are being healed? And why should you die before your time? Jesus Christ is a healer today. Why let us have all the joy when you can have joy too? Let the Lord touch your body today. Let the Lord heal your body today. Come now to your radio. I'm getting ready to pray, the prayer of faith. If you believe the Lord today, you'll be healed. If you believe the Lord today, that pain will move. If you believe the Lord today, that sickness that you've been diagnosed with will be resolved and taken away. You'll be able to go back to the same doctors that gave you a bad report, and they'll say, you don't have that sickness anymore.
That's right.
Amen. Has that happened to anybody here in
Exodus?
Yeah.
Amen.
God will turn things around even after the doctor has said it. Some people have that saying, it ain't over till the fat lady done sung. I got news for you. It ain't over even after the fat lady done sung and gave an encore. It ain't over till Jesus says it over.
Amen.
And when Jesus says it's over, it is completely over.
Amen.
You don't have to suffer no more. You don't have to deal with that situation anymore.
Yeah.
Come on, put your head on the radio right now. I'm going to pray for you. Touch that radio as a point of contact. If you can't reach that radio, put your hand on your body, on or near where you're suffering. And let's believe God right now. Oh, Libby. If you only believe, only believe, only believe, all things are possible. If you only we thank you for the power that's in your great name to heal and cast down devils. Dear God, there's somebody today that's listening to me. They're sick and suffering. They can't get well. They're in constant pain, Lord God. No matter how much medicine they've taken, their pain is not eased. Dear Jesus, I pray right now you'd go to their rescue right now, first of all. Move the pain. Move the misery. Move the aches, Lord. Show your divine power. Cast the devil out. Satan, we adjure you by the power of the Almighty God. Take your filthy hands off these people. Loose hand, come on out of here. Your kingdom must come down. We plead the blood of Jesus against you right now. God rebuked the devil that's causing sicknesses and diseases. God, there's some devil that done took somebody all the way to death's door. They're in hospice, waiting to die. Oh, God, they're in the hospital, waiting to breathe that last breath on the ventilator. I pray right now, touch, Lord God. Let them begin to breathe freely. Oh, God, let them come out of hospice and live. In the name of Jesus, we believe you right now. Drive Satan away. In Jesus' name we pray. Lord, show your divine power. Let healings be done all over the land. Let your healing go through these people's bodies from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet, Lord. Touch them now and make them every bit whole. Let them begin to feel better now. Open up the eyes, the ones that's in that coma. Bring them out of that coma now, Lord. Let them live. In Jesus' name. Dear God, we be so careful to give your name the praise. And all the glory shall be thine. In Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, it is done. And all of God's people say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you now. The prayer of faith has been prayed for you. Now it's your job to thank the Lord. It's your job to glorify God. Tell the devil, say, Satan, I am healed. By his stripes, by the Lord Jesus' stripes, I am healed. Now, you might not have felt nothing when I prayed. But if you stand on that, you'll see. You'll get results. That's what many of these folks here at Exodus have done. They've gotten results just by hearing the word of God and believing the word of God as I've given it to them. Thank you, Jesus. Now, don't forget, wherever you are, especially if you're here in Brooklyn, New York, we invite you to come on and get in the service here with us. Sunday morning, Sunday afternoons, that is. Sunday afternoons at 12 o'clock noon. Again, we're located at 2012 Fulton Street between Howard and Saratoga Avenues in Brooklyn, New York. Come on by. There's blessings here, amen, without tricks and gimmicks. Some place you go to, they're tricking you, and they're telling you you got to pay for your blessing. That ain't happening here at Exodus. Just walk in the door, you'll automatically get blessed. Just walk in the door, you'll automatically feel the presence of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
All right, if you're in Roselle, New Jersey, we invite you to visit the Community Church of Faith. That's our headquarters church, located at 1212 Morris Street, right off of St. George Avenue. Bishop Nathaniel Wesley is the pastor. If you're in Chicago, Illinois, go on over to the Bethlehem Healing Temple, 12 South Oakley Boulevard, right off of West Madison Street. Bishop James Ketchum is the pastor. That's the church I grew up in. Amen. Go on over there and tell them that Pastor Staten sent you by. If you're up in Gary, Indiana, go on by the Wonder Working Word Church, 2421 Ralston Street, near West 25th Avenue. Elder Edwin Butler is the pastor there. You are in West Haven, Connecticut, go on by the Living Word Redemption Center, 945 First Avenue. Bishop Richard Moore is the pastor. If you're up in Syracuse, New York, go on by the Heavenly Vision Apostolic Church. They're located right there at 121 Rose Avenue. Elder Reginald K. Williams is the pastor. If you're down in Hazelhurst, Mississippi, go on by the Church of the Lord Jesus, 1155 Wesley Chapel Road. And that's in Hazelhurst, Mississippi. Evangelist Ruby Felton is the pastor there. All right, we thank God for you that are listening to us. We invite you to write us. You want to get in contact with us, write me. Write me and I'll answer you back. You can write me at P.O. Box 715, New York City, New York, zip code 10002. Again, that's P.O. Box 715, New York City, New York, and the zip code is 10002. If you'd like to call me, you can get me on your telephone, dial area code 212. That's area code 212-406-3904. Call and we'll pray with you and we'll talk with you. Amen. God can give you a miracle. If you'd like to support this ministry and you have Cash App on your phone, you can send in your offering via the Cash App. Send it to $PayExodus. That's $PayExodus. If you have Zelle on your phone, you can send your offering in via Zelle. Send it to 917-513-8029. That's 917-513-8029. 513-8029. Amen. Of course, if you want to buy it on a check or money order, you can send it through the mail. Make your money order a check out to Exodus Healing Temple and send it off to P.O. Box 715, New York City, New York. And the zip code is 10002. Now, right quickly, get your Bibles and go with me. Go with me quickly to the 19th chapter of St. Luke. St. Luke, the 19th chapter. And we want to look right there at one verse, the 10th verse. St. Luke, the 19th chapter and the 10th verse. And we find the words of the Lord recorded for our reading is thus. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. I want you to know that one time everybody was lost. Now some of us done got saved and we're no longer lost. And then there's some of us that got saved and backslid and got lost again. Jesus come to seek that which was lost. Some of you listening to me today, you're lost in the sea of life. You're lost in the turmoils of the world. You don't know which way to go. You have no direction. You might feel that you know which way you're going, but if you don't get in Christ Jesus, you don't realize you're just going round and round in circles. You know, made a 360-degree turn and then wound back up where you started off from. But Jesus come to, he's looking for you. You, old man, that's drinking. You, old woman, that's drinking. You, old man and woman, that's smoking cigarettes. He's coming looking for you. You, man and woman, boy or girl, that's shooting up dope. He's coming looking for you. He's saying, where are you? He says, seek me while I may be found. Call upon me while I'm near. I'm looking for you. Come to me and be saved. Turn from your wicked ways. I come to save you. I didn't come to condemn you. I wish that nobody die and go to hell. It's not my will that you die and go to hell, because hell was not made for you. It was made for Satan and his rebellious angels. But for you, I have life. I'm offering you life eternal. That's why the Bible says the wages of sin, amen, is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. God wants to give you a gift. He wants to get you out of that trouble that you're in. Some of you, when you lay down at night, you're in trouble. And when you wake up in the morning, you're facing the same trouble. Some of you are saying, oh, Lord, get me out of this. Listen, Jesus is seeking for you to get you out of that trouble. But he wants you to come to him. He says, come unto me, all you that labor. Amen. He wants to get you out of it, but you got to come to him. And I tell you this one thing, my friend. If you make one step, he'll make two. You step one towards him, he'll step two towards you. Why? Because he came looking for you. He's looking especially for you, oh man, who has a broken home.